Hey guys, this is Tyler Mayne from Rob Zombie's Halloweens. I play Michael Myers, and you're listening to The Morbidly Made, where you have control.
I think the thing that really killed the character of Dr. Loomis,
oh,
I'm talking in a fictional base of why he really died, Myers never killed him. It was just like the year after, people just stopped wanting to hear his shitty fucking story because he became the old coddling uncle that kept telling you about the time he was in Piscataway, New Jersey, and he got mugged. Like, I met him 10 – shut up, Grandpa. Just we get the story. Like, you were the worst psychologist. He keeps killing everybody in this town. Won't you ever realize that, you old – who carries around a handgun? You're a psychologist. Like, aren't you ever?
He needs it for protection.
Did he have any other patients? Did he have any?
You know what? He didn't need it. Myers filled them all up, and you know what? That's perfect. That's good.
Who the hell is paying him?
The state.
I shot him. Shot him in the eye. This man, he ain't human, and you're not a real psychologist. Take off the trench coat. You look like a shitty Sherlock Holmes.
You get a point. Was he just like the creepy janitor and everyone just kind of amused his ideas?
You know, it's funny. Nobody ever asked him for ID. Like, do you have any proof? Like, Sheriff Meeker never said, they just told me you would be coming by. Like, he was the equivalent of Crazy Ralph.
Yeah, no, because look, at his fucking face. If anybody saw his face, you'd know that he's been through hell, so.
Yeah, he's been through one fiery explosion.
Exactly.
And he had 10 years to,
No, but don't forget the gas pumps at the filling station.
Yeah, he's been through a lot, but he had over a decade to rehabilitate
Doesn't
somebody.
Doesn't matter. Those scars last forever.
No, apparently they don't.
Yeah, if you watch Five, he found some Neurosporin in between the way, and they suddenly just calmed down.
Well, so does Michael Myers, because obviously he's scarless in that film, so.
I met him 15 years ago. I was told there was nothing left. No reason, no conscience, no understanding, and even the most rudimentary sense of life or death, of good or evil, right or wrong. I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face and the blackest eyes, the devil's eyes. I spent 8 years trying to reach him, and then another 7 trying to keep him locked up because I realized that what was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
Alright, and welcome to The Morbidly Made. This is our Halloween special, ladies and gentlemen. So, better step back and enjoy, because with me, as always, is the Gimpy Savant himself, Michael J.
I love that Gimpy title, that's brilliant.
And Creepy Cool, Casey Cole.
Ah.
Yeah. I tell you, I've been cool. I like it.
Creepy Cool.
creepy cool, not creepy creepy cool.
Yeah, see? Good corny name for you. Alright, so we're doing things a little bit different this time. We're going to just kind of break it up into one big segment where we talk about, what do you guys think? Halloween, maybe? Should we talk about Halloween?
Not the movies, yeah. Though, please.
Well, no, because no. You would just fucking cry again.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Remember, that show hasn't aired yet, so people don't know what you're talking
about. But they'll know what we're talking about when they're like,
Mike, you cry all the time.
I do, but I
and Loomis,
but I rarely cry on the actual program.
Yeah.
Well, they'll know next episode.
Yeah.
they'll know what we're talking about.
Yeah, Mike Ball's like a bitch. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, we'll say that. We can say that.
I mean, not to be blunt or really anything.
Yeah, you're being blunt.
I'm not. Just to give you guys a brief little, just a taste. Mike Ball's like a bitch.
Yeah, but I don't really ball. Like my crying is different, and you know,
it's definitely different.
Yeah, he has that special kid cry where you're not sure if he's laughing or if he's crying. You know, like the special kid that would kill the cat in the corner. You know. He wasn't crying. He was laughing, and Mike really has the same thing. He does it when he masturbates. The whole deal. You'll hear about it. Yes. I mean, yeah,
it's very emotional.
Yeah,
an emotional time was had by all.
I have to say, I was kind of confused for the last couple minutes as I wasn't sure if you were crying. So,
oh, that's how women are with Mike. They're just confused.
Yeah, pretty much. That's usually how it happens. They don't get it.
No, Mike, you don't get it.
I probably don't.
All right, well, with Halloween quickly coming upon us, let's real quick give the listeners some advice. All right, so what's 2 to 3 movies you would suggest our listeners watch on or around Halloween? Michael J., you're on the spot. Come on, Gimpy Savant. Break it out.
Well, first and foremost is, of course, Halloween 6. Now that the producer's cut is available, please pick that up and watch it. If you do not have a Blu-ray player, then you'll have to suffer through the shitty DVD, no, VHS transfers to DVD that are floating around. But why would you want to do that when you have a beautiful, high-definition copy of Donald in an extended performance? His final performance ever, and I'm done talking about that because it's going to get me going again.
Yeah, if they would have extended that anymore, it would have just been him laying in a coffin, somebody pouring dirt on him. I mean, shit.
Okay, I see. I see how you are and what you do. And you're a very bad man.
You mean I see a cut and I just, you know, jab at it and pour a little salt on it?
Yeah. Oh, it's salty. It's very fucking salty.
Well, yeah, your Uncle Rob taught you all about that, didn't he?
Oh, he sure did. He sure did.
Don't worry, Mikey. It's a salty lollipop. Just keep licking.
Yeah, just keep licking all the way to the creamy center. Yep. I see.
So that your only suggestion, Mike, Halloween 6? You just want our listeners to blow their brains out right away?
I don't know why it would cause anyone to blow their brains out, but
Seems to have one of two actions, man. People either hate it or they run out and get a thorn tattoo. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Cody.
And see, that's brilliant that Cody did that. I love that Cody did that. That's brilliant. Then there's just, you know, the normal, like, stuff. Like, I watched that Fear Fest on AMC, and they had, Dreamcatcher I watched today. And it's funny because I own Dreamcatcher.
I don't even know why they have that on there.
I don't know why they have half the movies they have on that fucking thing on there that they have on there.
That movie was horrible.
Well, they own the rights to it, and it's listed as a horror movie. So they're like, oh, there we go.
Well,
yeah.
It's funny because I watched the movie when it was in theaters. I went and I saw it, and when the DVD came out, I bought it. I never watched the DVD, and then today I just decided to sit down and watch it on AMC.
So you'd never seen it before?
No, I saw it in the theater.
But you usually sleep through the theater, so you'd never seen
it
before?
No, back in those days, I didn't sleep.
Oh, okay.
I only sleep early if it's Godzilla.
So you were screaming and hiding in your popcorn.
Yeah, actually, when I was watching it today, I remember times in the theater where I put my head down in the popcorn so I could not see the screen.
Like where the ones in the toilet trying to get out and eat them?
Yeah, I couldn't deal with
that. Yeah, like I think that's where it lost me, because like I thought it was, they're trying to be scary, but then like if monsters coming out of the toilet trying to eat someone's ass, or it's coming out of his ass, or, I was just confused. I was like, what the hell, Stephen King? Like, did he really write this? I don't know. I didn't like that one.
So, Mike, you suggest that they watch whatever the fuck's on TV in Halloween 6.
Yes. Yeah, I would say go with that.
Great suggestions.
Yeah.
All around.
Yeah. I can tell you're being sarcastic. That's understandable.
No, but I do kind of understand the whole TV deal. I mean, I get it. There's nostalgia's sake and yeah, whatever, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and people should watch the movies that are going up this week that I did with Vince. Over the, we had this like 8-hour movie marathon last week and it drove me insane. And we recorded these little intros and outros and like a little middle segment for these movies, trying to be like a Joe Bob Briggs type dealy. So,
oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So people should try to watch those because I had to suffer through a lot of bullshit.
Were you like the male girl?
No, I was just,
I'm assuming Vince is Joe Bob.
No, I was just sitting there with him, and I was disgusted a lot. My ass got really sore because I was sitting on the couch in the same position for a very long time, and the couch is broken, and the little bar from the couch was like going up my ass, and it was very painful.
Sounds like you're in Dreamcatcher.
Yeah,
all right.
The creatures were coming out of the couch into my asshole. Yeah.
Well, seeing how Mike is once again talking about his asshole, we're going to take this as an opportunity to move to Casey. And Casey, what's your suggestions?
Well, you know, you got to watch Halloween. You got to watch the original. I mean, fuck Halloween 6. Watch the original. Or you can just go with the normal slasher movies. You got to watch at least one Exorcist movie. Definitely for Halloween. This is still scary as shit. But also, my favorite is The Thing. So, the one with Kurt Russell, though.
Ah, yes.
So, definitely a good monster movie.
Do you have The Thing, or is that on Netflix or something, or what's the deal?
It's on Netflix. I don't actually, you know, I honestly am with, like, my favorite movie. I don't own it.
Ah.
But, yeah. But it's on Netflix.
As for myself, things that I suggest, I obviously would have to say Trick or Treat, just because it oozes the fucking holiday to me. It's not scary, but it's fucking fun. And, you know, a follow-up, man, I'm going to say whatever has fucking disturbed you. Because I'm suggesting something fun. It's all about the holiday, but I say you got to follow it up and you got to close the night out with something fucking scary. Get in the true spirit of the holiday and just fucking scare yourself. Whatever has disturbed you in the past that you have some vague memory of that almost made you shit yourself, put that in. Give it a shot. Enjoy the holiday. Because that's what it's about, man. It's about being fucking scared and having fun and doing whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
That's right. Do whatever the
and
fuck
candy,
you want.
And candy.
As long as it's not anything with coconut.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, Mike, shut up.
Dude, I will eat coconut and puke.
You know, I know.
I'm
sorry, but I know we're going to get into this probably later in the next segment, but, you know, every time I think of you and trick-or-treating, I just imagine you as this little pudgy kid in this really bad outfit, like standing on the sidewalk, not even going up to the house, with this really long stick just banging on the door. He's like, trick-or-treat!
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Just banging on the door with the stick, not even going out. You know?
Did you guys ever get, like, a trick? Growing up, like when you're going trick or treating, did someone ever do like a trick on you? Like I never got a trick. I always got treats, which I'm not going to complain because I like candy, but never got the trick.
Well, no, because actually the whole trick or treat thing is you get a treat or you play a trick on them.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the person's supposed to play a trick on you.
No. It was actually it's like a bargain between the homeowner. They bribe you.
Oh, yeah, that's
true.
You like
trick or treat.
Yeah. Well, I never played a trick on anyone then.
Well, unless you count Mike defecating on their lawn or injuring himself. Or...
Well, I've never tried to do that, but that would be interesting.
Be like, trick or treat, and they say trick, and you just poop on their lawn.
Yeah!
I could just see Mike now doing trick or treat with like some really shitty mask on, nothing else, coming up banging on people's doors. Trick or treat, you're older than I am. I said trick or treat. My light's not even on and I'm not decorated. Trick or treat.
Exactly.
Just shut the door. I'm calling the police.
Yeah, fuck
Mike
these people.
Takes 5 minutes to get down to their lawn and just takes a shit in it. Walks away.
Yeah.
Or hobbles away.
Mm-hmm. I don't see a problem with that, do you?
No, we should actually tape you doing that. I think that would be hysterical.
I would totally be on board with that. Let's do it.
The conclusion of Road to Halloween. It's not the movies. It's Mike shitting on your neighbor's lawn.
You know what it is? It's Road to Halloween. Get it?
Oh, you're clever, Mike.
Yeah, see?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Well, before Mike tries and get too fucking clever for himself, let's take a little break, carve ourselves a jack-o'-lantern, grab some candy, and some adult fucking beverages.
All right.
Because it's motherfucking Halloween.
It's motherfucking Halloween.
Goddamn right. Set back. We'll be right back. And let's have some fucking fun. Oh, wait. I know some people have a hard time understanding me because I curse a lot, so fuck.
And remember, John, there's no nose in this show.
You just had to throw that in.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Mike. I really do have to apologize. I do a better job than you.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, well, your Uncle Rob's not going to see about that, because I'm not going to those family reunions with you, Mikey.
So sad.
You can come back and point to the doll where you got touched again this year, and I'll point and laugh. It's okay, buddy.
Okay.
He told me that this time he wasn't going to do it, but he did it, and it hurt. It still hurts. I have a callus on my rectum now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We'll be right back.
The legend of the producer's cut. It's funny in a way that it's called that, but it's fittingly so because we finished the entire film, mixed it, and we did have screenings actually, which is quite normal. You have market research screenings and you sort of poll the audience and get some feedback, and it's a normal process that we usually do. And at that point, you take the steps to adjust if you feel you need to. And we've done them on most of the films. I suppose it's called that because it was what we were fighting for. Yes, we wanted to make some changes to it, but that was the version that the producers held to. Studio and the director got their way, and that's what came out. Weinsteins were definitely involved in production on Six, every step of the way from casting. And I think there was a lot of autonomy on the Halloween films before that. So it was a new dynamic that... You are now answering to studio heads as well as all the other department heads. So that was new to get that working relationship, how to get that dynamic down. We all knew that and needed some work and some help. So then it was the decision of what direction that additional footage or help that the product needed would take. Studio had one very definitive idea, and my father had an idea, and Joe Chappelle was kind of, I believe, more in the middle. What it came down to is the studio sort of putting their foot down and saying, well, this is what we want. We want more blood, more gore, you know, a different explanation of the cult.
For 15 years, I've been obsessed to find out what was going on inside of it. It's been my life work and my ultimate failure. This force, this thing that lived inside of him came from a source too violent, too deadly for you to imagine. It grew inside him, contaminating his soul. It was pure evil.
What makes you think he'll come back here?
This house is sacred to him. He has all his memories here. His rage!
Welcome back here to The Morbidly Made, where we are making you a horror fan every time you click this show. And on this part of the segment, it's none other than Halloween, not the great franchise from 1978, circa 1998. We can't count Resurrection and Rob Zombie's Halloween. That's a whole different thing.
You can't count H2O either.
Well, you can.
Do 95. That's it. Circa 95. That's where it ends.
Of course, this comes from a guy who constantly looks like he can't pass the blood alcohol test, and Michael J., who is the biggest fanboy over one guy who was a shitty psychiatrist, as we're talking about during the break.
That's going to open the show. So,
yeah, and he was also the version of Crazy Ralph from Friday the 13th, except this character didn't die in the second one as he should have. But we are talking about Halloween, the holiday. And Casey's joining us. Of course, John Rhodes. And super producer, director extraordinaire, Michael, feel sorry for me, Jay.
Well, at least he's got you down. And Vince, thank you so much for that. Mike, are you going to start crying on this show too about, you know, your upcoming project and how they're still trying to steal it from you? Or can we just let that go?
Please don't cry anymore.
That would be in the opening, which has already passed. So
it's mine. I came up with the skeleton crew. Granted, I know it has a lot of listeners, but my show will have 12. Okay, and those 12 people are going to know what the real skeleton crew is about. Yes, it's going to. Yes, this whole world is just based off a couple weirdos who live in this world of the internet and don't have the outside presence. But I don't care. It's my name. I came up with it. Wah wah clickety clickety of my canes.
My name's Michael J. If you are 300 pounds and like whore, can't leave your basement, listen to the new crew. We're for you.
Gores and scares, everybody. Gores and scares.
That's Eric Morse. You should tell them that because they might not know.
I'd try and block that man from my memory.
Yeah. That was a nightmare.
Ah, do ya?
Oh, God.
Sorry. Well, the holiday of Halloween.
Yeah, let's actually get into that.
Yes.
All right, so Halloween. This is our big time of year. I know myself. I go all out for it. I fucking love this holiday, and I think all of us here do. But let's talk about the holiday itself and what it means to us. Vince, I'm going to go to you first and foremost, my friend, because you are our guest.
Thank you. I guess I'll start when I was young. What it meant when, I want to say about 5 or 6 is when I really kind of knew this was fantastic. I was lucky enough to grow up in the city, which meant houses were closer together, didn't have to go far to get candy. So that was the big thing. That's what it meant to me. It was one, getting candy. Number two, it meant a costume. I could be whatever I wanted to be, pretty much. Then 3 was a weird little factor. I grew up going to a Catholic school. But back in the 80s, Catholic schools hardly do this now, or as far as I'm told. But this one embraced Halloween, which people wouldn't think. So I was brought in thinking that Halloween was the greatest time of the year, and yet up until – it's weird because you have November 1st to October 30th, you cannot accept candy from strangers. October 31st, as long as you look cute, you get candy from strangers. It's always like the weirdest mixed message. Like, dude, if you go in that guy's house on August 12th, you're going to get raped. But October 31st, as long as he's dressed as Tarzan, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But growing up, that was really the main thing. And plus, we were lucky enough, my family, we had cable. So AMC, back in 1988, would play the old Universal monster movie. So from ages 5 to 10, Halloween was all about the costume, the candy, and the horror movies for me.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Good nice segue, one. Mike. Is that how you feel about Halloween, Mike?
I like candy.
No, actually, well, I have a story about me and candy later, but
I had to do a lot of things for a Butterfinger.
No, I never liked Butterfingers for some reason.
Not anymore when they get slammed up your ass.
No, Butterfingers are just, they're too, it's like the toffee shit that just, I can't stand it. But nothing is as bad as like a Mounds or an Almond Joy. I can't stand those. And I never could stand those.
Mike, come on. Remember when Uncle Rob made you lick the Tootsie Roll out of his pants
to How get many to the center of it?
come on, little Mike. You just touch it for a little bit.
Oh, you tell
your mother, I'll kill you. Come on, little Mikey. Come on. You like a Tootsie Roll, huh? You keep your fucking mouth shut. You got that? Come on. I like the other cousins, but you don't move as fast. Come on. I'll be in your next movie. Come on. You can cast me. Well, how about I direct you on my casting couch? Take your shirt off, Mike. Come on. I'm directing a He-Man movie.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude.
Just hold on to this and say, I have the power.
It's a lightsaber. Come on. Put it in your mouth.
How Jesus many licks Christ. Does it take?
You know, honestly, it takes about 10.
Yeah, maybe 10.
And then on the 10th lick, that's when you get to that nice creamy center.
And on that note, what do you have? What are your memories of Halloween?
Well, I mean, Halloween, of course, you know, it's my favorite holiday. I'm a big horror fan. Obviously, it's what's been said is you can be whoever the fuck you want to be on Halloween, so I love that. Also, it's like the start of, you know, the holidays. You know, you got Thanksgiving coming up and Christmas after that, so it's like the you know, the beginner. I fucking love Halloween. Start of fall. And, of course, candy.
Michael J., you can tell us about your uncle now.
Oh, Jesus. Well, Halloween for me has always just been, wow. I mean, the candy's always been nice, but watching the old movies on Halloween, wow, I always loved that. And then there was the time that I got the, I liked almonds, so I got an Almond Joy, because I'm like, oh, I eat Hershey bars with almonds, so maybe the Almond Joy is just as good. But I couldn't stand coconut, like I said, so I opened it up, and I took a bite, and I'm chewing it, and the consistency of the coconut kind of started to disgust me, so I threw it up all over the floor.
And that's when Mike's father said, this is why I should have aimed it at your mom's tip. That's a little morbidly made fun fact.
Mike, I do have a question, though. Did you ever get to go trick-or-treating? I mean,
I always went trick-or-treating, yeah.
Okay, so the houses in your area were handicap accessible?
Of course they weren't. What are you, crazy?
So, like, I just sprained, came up
with I sprained my ankle as Batman in 1990.
How do you sprain something that doesn't work to begin with?
Well, because there was... Okay. All right. I'll put it in terms that we'll know. Thorne, Jim Hyde Jr. lived, obviously, on my street, so...
Jim Hyde Jr. is a guy who dated a really obese lady, and he loved cock the whole time. And anybody who would watch his movies could tell this guy's gay. And except for the retarded large lady he was dating, and later on he did did a lot of different things. And but he was mostly known for being Thorne in Mike's movies, and not being married in a classy kind of a waiter sort of a way. Wink, wink.
No, but there was the one Halloween I'm dressed as Batman, so my cousin decides to take me out that year.
Shit, is that like, oh, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, can't walk.
Yeah, I had my walker, my little, like, backwards walker at that point that I would pull behind me, and the cape I would have to watch because sometimes it would get stuck. In the things, so you have to like stop and like untangle it so you can continue walking. But my cousin's walking down the road with me, and it had just rained, so everything was like just wet, you know, it hadn't dried yet.
Yeah, rain will do that.
Yeah, so we go up the steps. Now the steps to get in, like to this house, are insanely like they're just messed up. They're crazy, whatever. So, and I don't think they have been fixed yet. I still think they're screwed up. So I walk up the steps, I get my candy, then my cousin's like, all right, we're going to take a shortcut. Instead of going back down the steps, we're going to walk down their yard. So, what he doesn't realize is at the end of the yard, it's like, there's this steep drop off down this hill. And like I said, the grass was wet. So he flings me over his shoulder like a fireman and is carrying me down their front yard and doesn't realize that it's like soaking wet, and he's running. He loses his footing and he slips down the hill, and I freaking fall off of him, and I end up like twisting my ankle in the fall. And I'm on the ground screaming at him, telling him I'm going to sue him for every penny that he's got. And he's just like, he runs up to get my my dad, and my dad comes down and they load me up and take me to the emergency room. And I'm in the hospital in the emergency room, and they had Channel 17 on, and Halloween 2 was on, I think, at that time. So I'm sitting in the emergency room watching Halloween 2.
And that was 19...
That was 1990.
Yeah, I was, I actually called the right year. Did, that would be really funny with...
Because Michael Keaton's Batman was still like popular at that time, and that I was so into Keaton as Batman. I loved it.
I would just think it would be great with the doctors. They look at you, holy shit, this is more than just a sprain. No, he has spina bifida.
No, when I got into my first car accident, that was funny.
Here comes this.
Why was that funny?
Well, because then like people like. They come up to the car and they see it like sitting there, and the airbag like had gone off, and I was just like, ugh. And then they were like, they see the canes in the back, and they're like, are you all right? Can you get out of the car? Is it possible for you to get out of the car? I'm like, yes, I can walk. I can get out of the car.
But, and then it's just, first, here's my thing. Kids in who are in a wheelchair or disabled, that's sad. It really is.
No, it's not.
No, it really is. It's really I'm not. It's sad because it's the child. They shouldn't have to go through that shit. But it's a comic book kind of a nerd guy. I don't want to see Batman crippled. Like, that's bullshit that you're going to be Batman who can't save anybody. Like, I know it's Halloween. You can be whatever you want.
Yes.
But this is like the shittiest fucking Batman ever.
Hey, for first grade, I was Jason. And the best part was, shut up. We had a parade, like in school, where they would have you walk around the elementary school, like outside, like in your costume and stuff, and parade around. So the nurse didn't want me walking around, so they put me in a wheelchair. And she pushed me in a wheelchair with my Jason mask on. And you see, I had the little shitty Jason mask at that time. you know, that had like the three holes, like the six holes just at the bottom of the mask.
Stripes.
For the stripes, I got a red crayon.
They looked like they were bars. They were six white bars. Yeah. They were sold at drugstores.
Yeah, well, I didn't. They were six, like six holes at the bottom near the mouth. And then I got a red crayon and I drew the red lines on the mask.
I used my mom's nail polish to make the
triangle. Dude, I was in first grade. I wasn't thinking.
So was I.
I actually have a picture of that. I should look for that picture. I have a picture of myself in the wheelchair as Jason.
You know, you're just describing this and I'm just picturing you sitting on the school bus and trick or treat with all the other kids.
Well, I took the mask off.
As Jason. You know.
I did ride the short bus back when I was in school.
See, I can imagine.
As Jason.
I took the mask off. But...
you should have kept it on. That thing.
Wrong way. Want to go home.
And then I was Freddy 1 year, and that was... I fell down steps at one... Like my steps in the house. You know those steps from the upstairs to the downstairs, Vince?
Which seem like they're caving in, honestly. It's about third step.
Back in the day, we didn't have that wall there on the one side, so it was just open. You know what I'm talking about? That one wall? Well, I was walking down as Freddy, and the mask didn't fit right over my face.
Of course
so, not. So I was walking down, and I misstepped, and I fell off the side of the steps.
And my growing up as a kid, like especially Halloween,
that was
probably one of the few times where teachers were actually more comfortable being around you because you're wearing a mask. Because if Mike didn't, he literally looked like Rocky Dennis from Mask.
I agree with that statement. I'll give you that.
Just putting push pins into a map of where you're going to travel with your best friend. Or some motorcycle guy fucks your mom.
Oh, Christ. Or the best is... When I was in, I forget what year. Oh, yeah, I was in sixth grade, and I dressed as Michael Myers.
I was 28 years old.
No, I didn't go out trick-or-treating at that time because I stopped that around, like, fifth grade. Because after the Batman incident, I was like, fuck it, I'm not trick-or-treating anymore. But
yeah, you're too accident-prone.
But I went to a Halloween dance.
Wait. You went to a dance?
Yeah, when I was in sixth grade, I went to a Halloween dance at my middle school, and I dressed as Michael Myers.
What did you think you were going to do there?
I was going to dance or something, I guess. I don't know. So, but
oh, no. The electric slide's coming up.
But I dressed as Michael Myers, and that was when I was still afraid of the mask. So I would stand in front of the mirror, and I put the mask on, and I would scream at myself.
Just like just like your parents' friends would do when they would show them pictures of your high school photos.
Ah, yes.
And here's Mike. He's going to grow up to be, he says he wants to be a director, but, you know, he's trying. He'll make it.
Yeah. And you're still in your bedroom, right, Mike?
Yes, I am, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Just checking. So that Hollywood call is coming any day, though, right?
Well, Camp Out Nightmares is going in production again in May, so let's see what happens, right?
There we go, buddy. There's nothing like an old idea you had as a small child rehashed again.
See, Mike, it's not going to work. Do another film. No. As long as this summer doesn't reach the temperatures past 85 degrees, because my brother, who's severely overweight, is going to be in a trench coat and a mask. He's severely overweight, but I still feel he's the best guy to play the part because he said he wanted to play the part. And, well, I think that's good enough for me, for him to get the part. So, but he can't be in hot weather. But he's going to be wearing a trench coat in the summer. Because that is...
Fuck.
John, what about you? What
yeah.
John.
Yeah, John.
John, you're more closer. See, I grew up in Northeast Philadelphia. And did you always grow up in the more outer parts of PA near Pittsburgh, where it's really open space, more or less? Kind of not so much farmland, but a little nice little Haddonfield kind of town to it, if you will.
Actually, you're kind of right. The city I live in barely qualifies to be called a city. And yeah, we would typically go around town, and then my parents would drive me outside of the town to the people's houses that we knew. Halloween was often just the awesome time as a kid to get to dress up and play make believe and do all that shit. And as I got exposed more and older, I really just started to embrace it because I love the genre of horror. And I really started to understand as a teen that this is pretty much like the day that anything goes. You can be anyone you want. You can do anything you want. It's the day that even as an adult, you can let go of reality and just have fucking fun.
And I think it still kind of rings that true. As you get older, I mean, I'm not married. I don't have kids. It's a little bit weird going on Facebook, and I'll see people that, you know, 14 years ago, we were partying up at Penn State, and this girl's been over a coffee table while, and, you know, two guys are fucking her. And no, this really did happen, too. And now it's, you know, she's posting pictures of her, you know, kids with her husband who doesn't know he's, you know, kisses her, and he's kissing half of the starting offensive line of the 2000 Penn State football team. It's that weird little change we go through, kids, the teens. And what's the, like, sorry, you, Casey, how old are you?
You're going to make me say how old I am on air? Oh, God. I'm 30. I'm 30 years old.
That's holy shit, you're still younger than I am. What the fuck?
Age doesn't really.
That's true. It doesn't. It's just still weird to say it.
So, at what? How tall are you? About? Are you like 5'5", 5'6"? So I am going somewhere with this.
Yeah, let's see.
I can tell. I can tell you're going somewhere with this, but I am 5'8".
Holy shit! You're taller too. Jesus Christ!
Yeah, I'm tall.
Well, Mike, you can't stand upright.
Well, I'm five. Yeah, but I'm 5'6" when I stand up straight.
I'm actually 6'9", but really, the slouch.
No, fuck you.
See, some girls can keep trick-or-treating up until the age of 20 because they're only 5'1 or 5'2 and they just have a younger look. What age are you, Casey, where you say, I'm not trick-or-treating anymore, I'm in there's that weird stage. Do you stop trick-or-treating and then you start partying? Or so what age were you when you said, okay, I'm not going to trick-or-treat, I'm now going to do what?
What, like dress up as a slut and go party? No, I stopped trick-or-treating about, I would say, probably seventh grade, probably, maybe sixth grade. And then I started, like, you know, partying with my friends, and we'd still dress up, but, like, you know, party at, like, go to a costume party or house party. But I still fucking dress up today. Like, on Friday, I'm fucking going downtown. They have a huge block party, you know, costume party. So I still do the whole dress up thing. Just no trick or treating.
And that's when you hit that certain age where it's, you got to, the costume comes into real full effect. John, would you, and John, you probably party too. You were somebody
who go to
party. Yeah, because when, there's a thing with guys. When we're younger, we're like, I just want to be this guy. I want to be Michael Myers. I would really go out and be proper Michael Myers. So when I was 18, 19, 20, and I'm really, you know, going to the parties where kids are there my age, we're in college at this point, you know you can't be Myers. You got to get, when you go to a party now, you got to get fucked. That's priority number one. You're there to get sex. Nobody's fucking the guy in a Michael Myers mask. You're not going to fuck Freddy Krueger. You have to be like, it's like that combination of like, I get girls all my own. What kind of costume can I be? So, John, I'll start with you. Mine is embarrassing. I never said this before, but what was the douchebag costume, if you had one, between the ages of like when you were partying, when you were, there's alcohol, there's chicks, and there, you know, that whole atmosphere?
Well, I always kind of liked like the alternative girls. So
yeah.
I had to go a little bit different. I actually did the Crow and a big ripped T-shirt.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like every guy is dressed up as the crow at one point. Like, at one point in time, every guy is dressed up as the crow.
Yeah, but mine was really douchey.
Okay, I could beat that, because that one, I'm thinking, like, I see that, I go, you know, that's pretty good. I, of course, me being a Dago, half Italian, half Sicilian, I'm 18, I'm starting to, and all throughout high school, most of my friends were girls, so I got to pick up, like, all the great tendencies women have, what they look for, so I use this to my advantage, so why not in 2000, what am I going to dress up as at the age of 18? Oh, I know. John Travolta from Grease.
Oh, motherfucker. Grease. Shit, man.
Yeah, you know what? That costume should have been called Pussy Magnet, because that's what it was. Especially when you start talking like this. I mean, come on, Sandy. Just do a shitty Travolta all night. Like, oh, come on. Lick my balls. Well, it's electrifying.
I should have dressed up as John Travolta then.
That's pretty impressive.
It was the coolest, because one, you got to be comfortable for, mm-hmm. That's really the thing, because then there's the guy, because you get older, I get cynical. I mean, 14 years as a comedian, I hate everything. That's just what you do in that business. So when you see the guy who, I went to a party, I was 22, and I dressed up in a suit because I didn't feel like dressing up. So go away. If anybody asks, like, I'm a corporate executive, I'm a politician, whatever. And you just put a little fake, that gray shit in your hair. And people are like, oh, my God, it's really cool. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I don't want to dress up. But I noticed the guys who would get really dressed up, the women hated those guys. The guys who would put all the effort into their costume, they go, oh, they're trying too hard to impress. And that's just how shitty things get. Age of 8, you go all out for your costume, and your friends are like, that looks really cool, that's great. And then you go all out, and you're a zombie, and the brains are hemorrhaging out, and some chick in the corner is like, look at that guy. He thinks he's the shit, because he spent 12 days working on his costume. That's dumb. And of course, women get the worst rap, and I hate it. Like, yes, of course, women are going to dress slutty and whatnot, but it is, like, here's my problem with that, and it has nothing to do with the women. It has to do with the guys, because I feel bad for girls. Yes, girls can. That's the quote unquote the only day of the year they can dress up as a slut and not get. But of course, there's always guys at the party like, oh, she turned me down. She's a fucking slut. You know, she's dressed like a slut. Like, she's a slutty librarian. Like, you would figure she went in all my shit because she's, you know, sending out those vibes. I'm like, dude, it's Halloween. It's the same, like, the same principle applies on Halloween as it does at the strip club. That's your job. Like, your job is to be just, your sex appeal is there. You're just, okay, I'm just, whatever it is, it's slutty, whatever. It could be slutty mortician. It works. Like, John, who's in shape, you can't be, I'm a slutty cop. Like, Mike could just put on a members only jacket and just be a Megan's Law offender. So.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, you would really fit the part. That's what I'm saying.
You are fucking horrible, sir. Horrible.
I'm not the one who has a problem creeping in on 7-year-old girls. You know, that's old Megan Law Mike.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Yeah. Your daughter's really cute. Would she like to be in my next movie?
Oh, Lord.
I got a great part. We're gonna audition you in the tent.
Horrible.
I can just picture Mike having a tent. That's why.
I did have a tent when I was younger. I had one. Actually,
called your room.
Oh, Jesus Christ! No, I made blanket forts.
Mom, can I come in? It's snowing out. No. The we need to put your cat in. We don't have a cat. Yeah, we saw a stray. We're putting in the room. You're fine. Just come on. It's nice. Just go outside.
We had a cat, but it became an outdoor cat after an unfortunate incident.
I'm not even going to explore that. Instead, I'm going to change it up. So, anymore, as
tongue
adults,
was like sandpaper.
Jesus. Oh my God.
As adults, what have we kind of turned Halloween into for ourselves? What traditions do we have around the holiday and the build up to it? I mean, what have we been doing this month, Vince?
Well, something I've been doing for a while. A couple years ago, I bought my own place, and I'm off a highway, and I have a long driveway, which means one, I can walk around my house naked. Nobody's going to see it. It's private. So on Halloween, nobody comes to the house. Because when you're off a highway, nobody's bringing their kids.
Yeah, because the trick-or-treaters will get hit by a semi.
Well, one could hope. So what I do now, I try to – my Halloween – people think I'm weird for doing this, but I am a true horror fan. I can watch horror 12 months out of the year, but my – and Mike can attest to this – my real horror watching, my road to Halloween starts in April. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's true.
April to July is dedicated to Friday the 13th, Sleepaway Camp, a lot of the summer feel films. But
don't forget the Prowler.
Prowler's all year round.
Wow.
But what I do now for really, I'll concentrate it real quickly into October 30th and the 31st, and I base this off of weather. So if the weather's going to be that perfect, nice sunny day, crisp, cool, the movie I watch, and I try to put it in around about 5:45. If I can time it, I'll do it at 5:45. Sunset's a perfect time. Is Psycho. That's one of my main events, because the way that movie plays with how the sun will go down really comes off fantastic. You can do this with no lights. Then I'll go very hack, but it's only because I grew up watching these two back to back. I don't watch the Blu-rays. I don't watch the DVDs of them. I watch the off-the-TV versions of Halloween 1 and 2. Halloween 1, yeah, I uploaded the VHS of, and this really, like, when I say this out loud, it's just amazing. I've been lucky that women still have sex with me. Because, like, it's just super nerd. I've uploaded the VHSs of my PHL 17 Halloween and then the USA 1993 Halloween with the commercial still there. So I'll stream that through my PlayStation or Roku coming through my hard drive. And those are the two movies I like to end on Halloween. So that's kind of, that's really my big tradition, is just being alone. I like to just immerse myself in the nerdiness. That's what I like to do now.
I didn't hear Halloween 6 anywhere in there, though.
Oh, no. I only reserve really good movies on this. Like,
that's the best of the franchise, though.
Yeah, but
Mike, you're full of shit.
I disagree with your statements.
I watch Halloween 6 on September 38th every year.
Wow.
And Vince, did you say September 38th?
Yeah.
It's the only time to watch Halloween 6.
Okay. And Vince, you say you're surprised women still have sex with you. What are you talking about, man? That's so hipstery of you, that just go after the hipster girls. You'll get laid like no other.
I would like to go after them, but, you know, I don't want a – they have a lot of bad odors. I've been to enough releases. I don't believe in shaving my armpits or, like, wiping cum off my stomach because I, like, natural. Like, ugh, shut up. Fucking listen to your 1988 Walkman, idiot.
All right. Michael J., what is some of your traditions, buddy? What have you been up to?
I like to masturbate a lot, especially to Daniel Harris's pants on Halloween. And then I put them back in the frame, and it's fun. And and then I watch Camp Out Nightmare 1 through 6.
Well, actually, 1 and 2 were lost, so I really only have select footage of those. But 3 through 6, I watch them on occasion, just not on Halloween.
Queer.
About Halloween 6 on Halloween.
And Mike, I'm glad... Mike, I'm glad you didn't deny the masturbation, because I saw the Nexus.
But that's not from those pants.
and real quick, Mike, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but
yes, sir.
When I took that photo, there's a photo on the Know Your Horror page. It's Mike's room. It was a bunch of tissues. And I just said to Mike, hey, Mike, are all these things, these are not jerk-it tissues. And Mike, matter-of-factly, just said, half and half.
the thing is, like, too, before that was taken, I threw a lot away because there was a bigger pile, and then, you know.
But I love the honesty, though. See, if you said, no, I was very stuffy, I wouldn't have believed
you. Well, I was very stuffy at one point.
I was very backed up, too, huh?
Well, I was stuffy. I was stuffy at both ends, if that's how you want to put it.
That really makes there.
Mike, just stop. Do you have any idea how many listeners just stopped listening to us right now?
You know, I think people would probably tune in just to hear that.
No one wants to hear about you jerking off.
Well, they don't
that,
have.
You
to,
know how sad and depressing
hear.
That is.
Well, what do they expect? It's Michael J. here, for Christ's sake.
Or Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh yeah. At least I don't drink coffee while I'm doing it.
You're so clumsy. You know, we don't want you drinking coffee while you're doing
exactly.
That.
See,
has your mother ever called your name out because she defecated in her underwear while you were jerking it? Had to stop. Did that ever happen?
She did. She did call for a piss one time in the middle of it, and I just called down. I'm like, you gotta wait a minute.
That would have instantly just killed my erection.
I just made it go quicker. That's all.
My mom's voice. Yeah, Mom, take something dirty. What are you doing up there?
I just focused on something else, and that was that.
Oh, my mom's pissed.
No, Jesus Christ.
No, Mike would just be yelling at her, say one of Daniel Harris's lines.
She wouldn't know what I was talking about.
Exactly. What are you talking about, Mikey?
Hey, I'll give you $100. Can you put your mom in Daniel Harris leggings?
No. They will be obliterated if I do that. I can't do that.
What are you saying? Your mom's a bit of a large lady? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Unfortunately? Yes.
Better, well, at least you don't have to clean out her shit. No, never mind. Mike, I want a pepperoni pizza and meatballs. No, Mom.
Well, no. She is dieting now, so now we are on salads and things of that nature.
Yeah, like that's going to make it easier, isn't it?
Yesterday was kind of like a run to the toilet kind of day.
You better feed her a ton of cheese. That's all I'm saying.
No.
You know what you should do?
What's that?
Take a night where you get out of the house while your brother's there and just give your mom, you know, like a laxative or something so your brother deals with it.
I don't know if he would deal with it. He might just let her sit in her feces.
Really? Oh, man.
He probably would because your brother's very, he's very into his video games.
Yes, sir.
And cock.
Well,
he loves that cock.
Well, Mike, on your brother loving cock, what are some of your traditions that you love around this time of year?
Oh my god. Oh, this shit went from one extreme to another.
I know.
Oh, let's see. Well, I don't know. I've just been watching this shit on AMC a lot lately.
Why?
I don't know because I like to watch because Cole fucking posted on Facebook before something about watching this shit on TV, and you said the same thing about it being blah, and I'm like, it's for nostalgia reasons, even though it's not the true Halloween TV cut, it's not the true Halloween 2 TV cut, it's still edited for television.
It's not the same one. It's now in high def, so it's not going to give the same feel of nostalgia unless you're watching it from a tube TV.
No, you know what you do? You don't watch the high def version. You watch the standard version.
It's shittier through a high definition television.
Exactly. That's why it still looks
good. No, it's on a futuristic TV. It's not on a tube TV. Second, I love Cole. He's great, but he also has Paul Stanley tattooed on his back. So
who's
any
that?
Opinions...
Exactly. Moving on.
Cars from Kiss. You know, they made a couple billion in their time.
If Tony's listening to this, he'd fucking kill me if I said who's Paul Stanley, because he likes Kiss, I think.
I like to kiss my uncle.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we all know, Mike. Anyway. Casey, what are some of your traditions?
Well, as you guys know, I like to do the special effects makeup, so I've been working on that, like, past month. I watch, you know, horror movies, of course. I don't know, like, I don't really have, like, a tradition, per se, but, like, I just do the makeup, so, like, as far as costume-wise goes, like, yeah, I think girls do have the pressure of just being a slut, so I do the complete opposite. I go as nasty as possible, but, like, I'm kind of, like, a trick or treat. I'm a trick and treat because, like, I do dress slutty, but, like, from behind, I'm like, you'll be like, hey, and then I turn around, and it's, like, zombie face right in your face, guts and gore. So that's basically what I do.
Nice.
I have a question for Casey. Okay.
Go ahead.
You're at a, when you're younger, you're partying, and you're at these events, what would be your... If you're single, you're there, what are you looking for in a guy? Say if you're just like, you know what, I just want a one-night stand. I just want to hook up with somebody here. What what would the guy have to be wearing? Or we're not even going to go with personality right now. We're just going by looks alone, just the looks of attraction. So what would be an eye-grabber for you to go?
Well, I'll be different. Like, if I saw a guy that was dressed like as a zombie, he took the time to make his costume, I would actually want to talk to him. Like, I wouldn't go for the guy that's dressed as a crow because, you know, that's, you know, total douchebag.
Yeah.
So that's the total guy that everyone goes for. But, like, I total opposite. So I would definitely go for some quarry-looking guy because I don't really know what he looks like, but maybe he looks better than what he actually does. But, yeah.
I once dressed as Robin to a... no, I'm serious. I'm not kidding.
Dick Ward Robin or Chris O'Donnell Robin?
How about the Ward Robin? I was...
Spandex all the way?
With no underwear.
Nice!
You let it fly. That's awesome.
It was... And then I really felt... It was one of those ideas where... It was kind of a bet going, I'll do it. I don't fucking go. And then once I did it and I dressed at the party, I don't want to go out there. Because you can see the whole shaft, the whole, like, it's there. You couldn't hide it.
Okay.
That was the, like, it's there. And yes. I was wearing a cape where it was covering half the body because I felt really freaking weird about it. It's one of those things on paper you go, yeah, of course I'll do it. This will be fun. And no, it's really, at the end of the night, it was a kilt. I'll put it down. There was terrified. That's cool. I mean, that makes sense. If you're in special effects, you see a guy who takes time out and does it versus the other douchebag costume is a guy who lifts all the time. He's like, I'm going to go as a basketball player. Why? Because you can wear a tank top. We get it. You work out.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely want to keep talking to that guy.
So, you like horror movies? I like horror movies, too.
Uh-huh. What are you supposed to be? Like, I don't know.
I like Paranormal Activity because you don't have to think doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, think God. It's for bloopers. John, what about you? What's your Halloween tradition now that you're older, you can't trick-or-treat, and you're not going
to... Oh, he can trick-or-treat if he wants to.
Well, here's the thing, man. I actually want to start adult trick-or-treating where you go door-to-door and get a shot. It hasn't really caught on yet, but I think that's an awesome idea.
Oh, I thought you meant get a shot like somebody gets a shotgun and just, like, shoots you.
No, you're stupid, Mike.
Yeah, he was actually thinking about TB. So, you know, just to
tuberculosis?
Yeah, everybody gets a shot of TB to prevent it.
Oh.
That's really good, too, because we want to use hyperdermic needles. Why didn't you ever bite into an apple with a razor blade in it, Mike?
I saw Halloween 2 and I knew to not do that. See?
Apples are bad. They have razor blades in it.
They're too healthy.
I'm going to order 15 pizzas now.
No, I can't even eat one pizza. What the fuck are you talking about?
But you think so? Okay, we do adult trick-or-treating. Well, like, bars could do it. Houses, I mean, you'd be shit out of luck.
But, no, really what I do is I like to go to haunted attractions. I think that's a lot of fun building up to it. And then, you know, on the day, I'm pretty simple. I like to do a jack-o'-lantern, and typically... Mm-hmm. I'll watch any more. I've added Trick or Treat to it because I really enjoy that movie.
But I usually try and watch the movies that scare me, that disturb me. And the only one that's been a repeat is the original Evil Dead, and I try and watch it on VHS. God. Because, A, it disturbed me when I first watched it, and on VHS, I think it looks best that way.
I like that point. There's certain... It's
full-screen like Blu-ray looks better.
Of course it does, but John, you're doing this because of nostalgic reasons.
Yes.
That's the connection. It's the connection of, I can't be seven anymore. But I can't trick or treat. I can't. There's certain things you can't do, but you can still pop in your VHS of the movie that was a cult classic to you.
That's absolutely.
And look, of course, like I agree, yeah, Blu-rays are always, for the most part, fantastic. But you got to give the leeway. Evil Dead on VHS, I'm all for that. Hell, I do the transfer copy of VHS and for Halloween 1 and 2 with commercials. I own Blu-rays. You got to do what works. And how many? We never asked Mike, or we did, and then we mocked him. Mike, what are three movies you have to watch on Halloween?
Whatever's on AMC Fear Fest.
But why you? And I have to put this video up. It'll be up before Halloween. Probably by the time people hear this, I took a 5-minute video of Mike's upstairs with all of his Blu-rays. Just
DVDs
everywhere.
And all that stuff too. Yeah, he did that.
And it,
he actually did it. Yeah,
it stacks upon stacks of Blu-rays. That's irks me that Mike will watch AMC when he owns this stuff on Blu-ray without commercials, without it being cut, without the language not being censored. And you're still going to stick to what AMC gives you.
Although this year, I'll probably do the producer's cut Blu-ray of 6, just because, yeah.
But I do kind of understand Mike's point. Me and my girlfriend were recently at a cabin, and just in the background as noise, I had AMC Fear Fest on, just, something going on. Mm. You glance at it and pay kind of attention because there is that tie to my childhood of watching this shit this time of the year on TV, and it's just something background noise. Now, am I going to actually sit down and pay attention to all of it? Fuck no. But as background noise, I support that.
Oh, no. Here and there, I've been popping it in, and this afternoon, Ghost Ship comes on.
I turned it right off on that one.
Well... I made a mistake. I saw.
Why no love for Ghost Ship?
I've never seen it. I just didn't have. I just sat there for 3 hours watching Dreamcatcher. I was like, I'm not going to sit here for another two watching Ghost Ship. Father Knows Best was on. It was 3 o'clock. I was like, all right.
Oh, fuck you, Mike.
I have to watch Father Knows Best. But you see, Ghost Ship, I saw that in the theaters, and that was just a mistake. But when AMC plays it, it's a gory movie. There's just gratuitous, dumb violence on a really shitty story that anybody can see. The only good thing about that movie was you hear Mudvayne. That's it. That's the only thing it had going for it. Even Gabriel Byrne could not do anything in there. That's a movie that should not be on
AMC.
And AMC, see, IFC I still love. And I don't care they do commercials, but they don't cut anything. Yes, they're going to cut to go to a commercial. But the gore is still there. Everything's still the same. And IFC in the past is, they won me over in 2007. I believe it was 2007. They played Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer.
Oh, yep. Wow.
When I saw them do that, that's it. They have won, in my opinion. You are putting, and then they put out, then they played Madman from 81, The Prowler, all my old favorites. They were putting out hard to find horror movies. And then they did The Greatest on Halloween Night in 07. They had Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, Part 3. They had that. Nice. And they ended with Halloween, the original. I think that came on at, that was their 10 p.m. signing off. Because everything, they would play that one almost every year once they got the rights. Because IFC was Independent Film Channel. So that was an independent film when it was coming produced. So I just wish people would, if you're going to watch it on cable, check out IFC.
Yeah, because they don't edit. They just put commercials in.
Yeah, better version, absolutely, hands down.
And AMC used to be that way until 2001, and it was just a way for them to make more revenue. I totally understand that. I just wish they could just keep the gore in. I don't know what you're going to lose from advertisers with it. I don't know that business part of it, but I just miss the old AMC. I still wish they would dedicate one damn week to the Universal Monster movies. Not even a week. Give me a night. Just give me a night and you play the classics from Universal. Make that a day.
Well, I also appreciated back when they would have their specials, like the AMC countdown of the 100 scariest movies, or they had like Rob Zombie or somebody hosting Fear Fest. I mean, it was pre-taped segments, sure, but it made it more enjoyable, at least.
Oh, it absolutely did. I forget the man's name who used to host. He would host not only the Universal, then they started getting into newer ones, or new at the time. This is back in 1990 to 1993. Mike probably knows the guy I'm talking about. He's an older gentleman, always used to wear a blazer, and the setting was in a library, a study.
Robert Osborne.
That's who it was. And when their newer stuff came out in the 90 to 93 period was Halloween. Nightmare on Elm Street made it 1 year, which was huge. They were just adding in the original Friday 13th and then Friday 13th Part 2. So they had your older movie, your older Universal, then they had Psycho. It was just the timeline was leading up to what was, you know, the latest and greatest of horror movies. And now it's what it is, which isn't good.
Well, instead of leaving off on a sour note,
I'll leave on a high note. I'll leave on a high note. Halloween is a really fantastic time of the year because that's a great time for, especially those out there who have children. You can embrace the holiday with your kids, dress them up in cute outfits, and you go around and you see their little faces, you know, they're just exploding with joy because they are partaking in the greatest holiday there is for a kid. Until the next morning you wake up and they're dead because there's psychos out there who are lacing your kids' candy with Kit Kats. Sleep tight, fuckers.
Exactly. And can you believe the assholes at Walmart would not honor my purchase when I walked up with a shopping cart full of apples and razor blades? What the fuck? I'm a paying customer, goddammit.
It's even tougher when you have their fun-sized Kit Kats, syringes, and arsenic.
Yeah. Assholes.
Like, I got a long weekend planned.
All right, people. Well, us at The Morbidly Made wish you all the happiest Halloween. Remember your childhood. Remember the horror. And have some fucking fun, assholes.
Happy Halloween!
One more thing. Mike, can I add one more thing? I'm sorry, John.
No, go for it.
No, I get this a lot. People out there who don't have a lot of money, and they want to trick-or-treat, but they don't have money for a costume. Very simple. If you're white, you can go out with a skateboard and you're a skater guy. It doesn't cost a lot of money. If you're Latin, Puerto Rican, or Mexican, most white people can't tell the difference. just go out there with a weed whacker and you're a day worker.
You mean a gardener?
Yeah. You could be a day worker, a gardener. It doesn't matter. Preferably try to get a Home Depot smock. You'll really fit the bill. If you're black, just either a NBA jersey or a hoodie with a blood stain on it. And you're perfect.
Right, but what if you're female?
If you're female, you don't have money and you're like 15, just
you could just wear some booty shorts and be like, I'm a twerker.
Yeah, go up to the single men houses who are total perverts who don't care about 15-year-old vagina that could really get them in trouble, and you'll get more than just candy. You'll probably get the clap. But hey, we all can't be that lucky now, can we?
No.
So that's how you have a very safe and effective Halloween.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Vincent Paul.
I'm not that good.
No, it was good. It was good.
Well, I think that's it. Happy Halloween, assholes.
Where do we go now?
As far away from Haddonfield as possible.
Come with us.
No, I have a little business to attend to here.
Dr. Loomis.